This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking it up from Traverse City to Ann Arbor and everywhere in between. Getting a little reprieve from the weather. You better get out and fire up that grill. Today is the day. It's supposed to have like a 25-degree temperature drop between right now and 24 hours from right now, Barbecue Bob. I think today's the day to get that smoker out so I don't have to stand out in the cold tomorrow and do it. But if we do, you got to have a cold lager in your hand, right?
That's right. And, you know, I felt a little bit like Snow White this morning because when Jop first picked me up, he was sneezy and grumpy at the same time. But, you know, we get a brewer in here, and all of a sudden he's all high-fiving and high-slap happy. And just he's a new man.
I'm predictable, babe. I'm predictable.
What's that? Yes, we have with us Matt Trautman from Blue Point Brewing Company in Long Island, New York. Welcome to you, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys.
Happy to have you out here in Michigan there, New York, Long Island, a guy there.
Yeah, they were smart enough to hire a Michigan guy to manage the state for him, though, so.
Uh-huh, so. And they genetically specced you out, too. You're German and Irish, so you've got your beers down. You can do the stouts and the lagers.
It was in my blood, so I think it was predetermined what I'd end up doing, so.
And you guys actually do some lagers.
Yeah, Toasted Lager is our flagship. I mean, that's what built the brewery. American Style Amber Lager won numerous medals for us, World Beer Cup gold medal, some silvers, the Great American Beer Festival and stuff. So, yeah, that's our flagship. But
you know, Bob, I was telling Matt when he came in, is that we're being in the business that we're in, I buy very little beer. Where we patronize our sponsors on this show, but we also are just fortunate people want us to try stuff so we can talk about it, right? I buy that beer. I go to the store and buy that Toasted Lager. It's that good, and I'm not BSing when I say that. That is one of my top five beers that I like just because it is. It's wonderful. If you haven't tried this thing, it's an easy drinking. It's not your big, heavy, not an IPA. It's a lager. Tell us a little bit about the difference between like a lager and an ale.
Yeah, there's lots of differences. I mean, those are really the two types of beers, but lagers are your bottom fermenting, you use a bottom fermenting yeast. They take longer to brew. They brewed at cooler
temperatures.
They're usually a little bit cleaner. Your ales are, again, brewed at warmer temperatures, a top fermenting yeast. You could brew an ale in this room. We could sit here in this room and brew an ale. Those tend to give off a lot of your fruitier beers, or your fruitier esters in beers and stuff. So there's a you know, your IPAs, your porters, your stouts, your Hefeweizens, those are all ales. And
I've got an idea. Maybe we should taste one.
Let's try some beer.
All right.
I think we've got a lot of actually ales here. We brought some of our stouts, actually. Our oatmeal stout is, you want to go to the black IPA
first? Why don't
you?
You've got it open there. That's a cool story. Tell everybody about this.
Yeah, we brought our Toxic Sludge Black IPA, and a lot of people ask us, why would we name something we want our consumers to drink Toxic Sludge? Well, we're a big charity brewery. We do a lot to give back to good causes, and I'm sure everyone out there remembers the oil spill in the Gulf created by BP a few years back. Well, since we're BP as well, Blue Point, we decided to do something to give back and kind of help that situation out. So we came out with BP Toxic Sludge Black IPA, and originally 100% of the proceeds from the beer went to the cleanup effort down there in the Gulf. But the beer was so well received, it became a permanent part of our portfolio. And just this past holiday season, we, for the first time ever, packaged it in a 4-pack 16-ounce can, so you can actually take it home with you now, and not just a draft-only package.
Yeah, when you walk into the store to look at the microbrew case, which, as everybody knows, is overwhelming because there's hundreds of these things out there, and it's like, how do you choose? This one stands out. It's in a can versus a bottle, first of all, and it says toxic on there with a skull and bones, skull and crossbones right on the label, so you can't miss it. Yellow and black can just says toxic with a big kind of diamond warning square on there, so check this one out. Bob, what do you think? You just took a sip.
My goodness. Remarkable.
Really? Describe
wonderful.
It.
Slightly hoppy. I wouldn't call it real pungent. I mean, I don't know what the
It's not tongue scraping bitter.
What's the IBU on this?
Toxic Sludge is 40.
40, yeah. So it's low on the International Bitters units.
Yep.
Which is in my wheelhouse because I'm not a super hoppy guy.
Sure.
anymore. I used to love double IPAs, and I you get burnout on things.
Yeah, it's with our beers, we make our kind of our theme is clean and balanced. We don't want our drinkers to have to switch to somebody else's beer after one or two of ours. We'd like you to keep drinking ours if you'd like to all day.
Let's break down that IBU thing again, because one of the things that makes that overwhelming microbrew case easier to navigate is to know a couple things about beers when you pull it up, you look on the can. One of them is an ABV, and the other one is an IBU. Okay, so let's talk about those two things real quick.
You be me?
Yeah, right. The IBU, as Bob just mentioned, is an international bitter unit, right?
Bitterness.
And the bigger the number, the more bitter the beer. Is that correct?
Yep, that's pretty black and white. Yep.
Okay, so as you go up that scale, like a Bud Light would be like a 5 on an IBU, if that. Real mellow, real almost watery tasting.
I don't know if it's ever been rated.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I'm just for perspective for guys that are out there that drink this stuff, because a lot of people are intimidated about microbrews because they don't know what they're getting. You're going to buy a 4-pack of that stuff. It's going to retail for $9.99 in the store, and it's like, holy crap, $2.50 a beer out of the store. This stuff better be good. But if you don't know what you're picking, then you're going to be disappointed when you get home. It isn't that the beer is bad. You bought the wrong one.
Right.
All you got to do is go down to your local supermarket and stand around the beer aisle with your Grilling Guys jacket on for a while, and you'll find within 5 or 10 minutes, right, somebody's going to be, hey, you can tell me about this. Yeah. You better have tasted every beer on that rack, because you're going to be expected to know.
But the IBUs are on the can, right? I mean, you're going to put that on there. Some do, some don't. Now, tell us about ABV. What is that?
That's just alcohol by volume. That's basically right. How strong and potent your the beer is going to be. So knowing it helps you know your limits.
Right.
And that's a really good thing to watch, because if you really like the taste of beer, you know, you're better off sticking in the 5s, because you might consume at a little higher level. And if you get into those big numbers, you're going to be...
Well, they'll catch up to you quick.
An ass.
Absolutely, yeah. And especially with a lot of our beers, too, because they are so balanced, we hide our ABV pretty well. So they're a little more sessionable than some. You don't get that alcohol burn, so maybe you don't know that you're drinking such a high ABV beer sometimes. So it's something you should be knowledgeable about and at least be aware of when you're cracking open.
Yeah, again, we're talking to Matt Trotman from Blue Point Brewing Company in Long Island, New York, and... thanks for coming back to the show. You were here about a year ago. You introduced us to the lager.
Yeah, Toasted Lager.
And you've got some great new additions for us. Job.
Matt, let me ask you one last thing. You guys were in the area of Hurricane Sandy down there. As you explained to us, your brewery was spared, but some of you haven't. This is the character of this brewery and what they do. Tell us, just been real quick, what you guys did out there for Sandy.
Yeah, so we came out of it really fortunate. We were pretty unscathed. We lost power for a day and a half, but that was pretty much it. So, a brewery to the west of us, Barrier Brewing Company, didn't fare so well. They were almost completely destroyed. So, and obviously, a lot of families on Long Island were displaced as well. So, 7 other breweries came to Blue Point about a month ago, and the 8 of us collaboratively brewed what we're calling Surge Protector Sandy Relief IPA, and 100% of the proceeds from the beer are going to help rebuild Barrier Brewing Company and also some of the devastated families on Long Island as well. So that'll be released January 22nd in the New York area.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, that's Matt Trotman from the Blue Point Brewing Company out of Long Island, New York. Matt, thanks so much for your time. You guys are making some great beers, and the Grilling Guys are happy to be behind them. So you're listening to the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We're going to be doing a little bit of going north as you come back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.